Alrighty, so I'm at the shops and I'm looking for a yo-yo. Y'all know what I'm talking about? A yo-yo. Yo-yo, not like saying it, but I remember when I was a little boy and the yo-yo ads came out, and along with the yo-yo, of course. But they always showed this cool little dude, right? He just looked average, just looked normal. But he was a cool little dude because he could do all these tricks with the yo-yo, right? And that was pretty cool. But then they brought out the yo-yo that it had batteries in it. And whenever you'd do the tricks, like walk the dog or over the moon or whatever they were called, you'd do the yo-yo tricks and lights would come on. Oh my God, super cool yo-yo, right? So you started out with a yo-yo and it had to be a genuine yo-yo. But then they brought up the super cool genuine yo-yo with the lights built in. Oh my God. Talk about good fun. Now here's the thing, guys. We talked about marketing before. What I want you to dive into for the rest of your life is hero marketing. So one day I was in Austin, Texas, and I managed to get to have lunch with, I'll just call him the Big Mac. And the Big Mac told me that he was involved with the campaign for the Dunkin' Yo-Yo, the original yo-yo thing, right? And we talked about hero marketing, because here's the thing. Everybody wants to be the hero. Everybody. Building on the, Popeye lesson, right? Here's the thing, guys. You don't need a crisis to be a hero. And I really want you to explore that, because being a hero, discovering that you are God, having the adventure of a lifetime, actually being the hero doesn't require a crisis. It requires a game. Think about it. Walk the dog, right? Over the moon. Search these things out on YouTube. Maybe I'll put a video or something in the lesson with these. But here's the thing, guys. These were tricks. It wasn't life or death. You don't have to rescue all the hostages from something to be the hero. You can simply have a yo-yo. And you'll notice the yo-yo goes down, the yo-yo comes up. Sometimes the cord gets tangled. It's not life over. It's called, right, untangle the damn thing or wind it back up. Keep playing. Allow yourself to have a yo-yo-driven life, a yo-yo-driven day. Allow yourself to be the one who says yo, who actually connects with people. Don't wait for someone to yo-yo. Yo, right? Now, let's take it a little bit differently, right? MacGyver. I dated a girl whose little brother was really into this. I mean, he was a smart kid. And he loved MacGyver because MacGyver was clever, right? I mean, yeah, what's happening with MacGyver? He's all tied up. He's in the bottom of a well. He's going to die. And he gets out with chewing gum, a breadstick, some tin foil, and an earring that he found on the way while he was falling down the well. He takes all these innocent things and he creates ways out. And guess what? He's the hero. This is how he rescues people, changes the world, all that stuff, by being MacGyver. I don't want you to have a MacGyver kind of day or life. Okay, imagining up solutions to being taken hostage, not my fan, right? Even though I've done that. We all have. You've all been hostage to something. I want you to get out of your jail cell, like Neville says. Now, here's the thing, guys. Ready? Let's take it one more step out. Ready? Crazy Russian hacker. I love this guy. He's got zillions of views on YouTube. He's the crazy Russian hacker, right? And he always says safety is number one priority. I love this guy. Now, here's the thing. He doesn't need a crisis to reveal his cleverness. He always has safety as number one priority. And he talks funny and he shares things. He's the crazy Russian hacker. Check him out, right? He does clever things like MacGyver, except he doesn't have to be taken hostage, right? When I imagine a solution to something, I'm not imagining up a problem. You get it? This is where I want you to play. Because a solution is an awesome lunch. It's not where will the meal come from. Right? Because you can imagine getting a dumpster-driven day, right? You could have your dumpster-driven day. Get from one dumpster to another, diving in, finding food. Oh, that was good, a half-eaten meat burger, right? Cool, right? Just what I always wanted, a half-eaten meat burger. Yeah, you could have a dumpster-driven day. And on the other hand, you could have a dream-driven day. Right? You could imagine up. You get that I have fun. Back when I was a single fella, many moons ago, I had to buy the meat at half off because I didn't have any money. Right? And so here's what I didn't do. I didn't imagine up. I got some noise here. I didn't imagine up. I buy the top shelf meats at the top shelf prices. I make tons of money. I do all right. Right? I really do. Some of you guys do too. Some of you could double your income. I'm playing another double my income game right now just for fun. So, but what I do is I've imagined that I'm the guy that gets the top shelf at the bottom prices just for fun. In other words, I could avoid that. I don't want you to get into avoidance or escape-based manifesting. Okay? Notice how this all weaves together? I don't just walk in and get the top shelf meat 9 times out of 10. 9 times out of 10, I imagine up what I want for lunch and I go get it. And it's half price. And it's the premium. Hoo-hoo-hoo. You get it? That's a game. I'm the guy. That's my game. I've got a lot of games. Crazy Russian hacker, he's playing games. MacGyver, he's getting taken hostage. Right? The yo-yo kid, he's playing games. Right? This is how much fun you can have. So, I want you to have a yo-yo-driven day. By the way, can you tell that I am in the parking lot? You cannot imagine the people walking past wondering what I'm doing, looking over, some listening in, some slowing down, right, there's one, so they can hear just a little bit more about what's this guy talking about. Sounds interesting. Some people that hide in their closet to make a recording like this. I'll find a way to let it be a game, because it always is. Oh, how much fun. Alrighty, Hero Marketing. Give that a search. Go check out some of those yo-yo ads. Realize, by the way, the yo-yo kid, Serotonin, man. Look, he's the cool dude. He's doing the yo-yo tricks. Oh, he's really cool. He's got one of those deluxe yo-yos. They cost $2 more. Whoa, they have lights. You can see the yo-yo in the dark, but his... You get it? Oxytocin. I want to be his friend. Hey, Billy, let's go play yo-yo. All right, let me show you something. Oxytocin, serotonin. Go play. And enjoy all the entanglements that you have. Enjoy when the yo-yo stays down. Bring it back up. Don't stop playing. You want to know how you get really, really, really good at playing with the yo-yo? You play. See ya.